Well, let's have an end to the disorder and call the order. Approval of the minutes for September 6th. Were they passed around or did we get copies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Second page here.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
There we go.
Okay.
And next?
I guess Dave Ashworth.
That's a good place to start.
Okay, permits.
And I had it written down, what kind of fence and everything they had at home at my computer, but I couldn't hear it, when you couldn't hear me, I just get the car, just slide down the hill.
No worries.
Charles and I slide down the hill.
I took a picture.
No sliding down hills.
Okay.
She must have heard me.
I did.
The first permit here is for, so we originally had a fence that was approved for 3 foot, but he'd like to put a privacy fence. So if you wanna see this part, I'm not sure, but this is what it'll look like. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be you have it as well?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this yellow highlighted area is where the
he's gonna add on to it.
So this is where the fence was proposed and approved for.
Okay.
But this, from this dot here to this dot here, it's going to be privacy.
Okay.
This here and this here will be 3 foot. So 3 foot and 6 foot.
Okay.
And that's another. Okay.
I make a motion to approve.
I second it.
Sorry, Mary Clark, I forgot to show you.
That's okay. No, I've read through all of them. Forget me that way.
Yeah, Brian
sat down and
I've looked through all these notes.
Had everything written down. Yeah,
that one was easy. That's an easy one. Okay, so we've approved that. How about Brian Robson? Yeah,
was there a motion or a second?
Yeah.
We did.
Sorry, I didn't.
Yes, I made the motion and Charles second.
Thanks for showing up, Charles.
I thought I'd try it.
Me too. I came all the way down the hill.
Right, you did.
Okay. Next one. This one is for pavilion. This is where it would be on the property. This yellow area here.
Right.
And this is what it'll look like, except this roof is blue. It's going to be a brown color.
Nice.
It is nice looking, I thought, too.
It meets all the setbacks and everything, so.
Is it being used currently as a carport? Does anyone know?
There's nothing there.
Nothing at all, okay.
No, so the area here that you see is, mm-hmm. There's no building or anything.
Nothing,
okay. And it's wooden.
And four native shrubs. We're going to turn the whole town green eventually. So, good.
That's what it looks like.
That's good.
I'll make a motion to approve the permit.
I second it.
Good to go.
Okay. Next one, 535 Bladen Street. This is for a small fence between the two properties. So.
And Marcy's joining us, right?
And I'm here.
You're here to answer any of our questions.
In case you have questions about my 20-foot fence.
Is it 20 feet high?
No. What color is it going to be?
It's a fence between 535 and 533. I've been consulting with my 533 neighbor, so he's on board. And we're just making a straight fence between the two of us It's a picket fence. It's wooden. It's what they call a flat top, so it doesn't have the fancy top. And my intention is to paint it white after the wood cures, because the fence man told me you have to wait for the wood to cure before you can paint it white. And there will be a 4-foot gate in the middle. It's a 4-foot high wooden fence.
Okay.
I like wooden fences.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I picked the picket, and that's why I picked the wood, because the vinyl is great. It lasts long. It looks great, but it doesn't look historical.
Mm-hmm. And I found that at mildews.
Wow.
Excuse me. You have to power.
Well, in this weather, everything mildews.
Including people.
Right.
Now, the planning and zoning will look at this just to make sure it's set back and everything. We're just saying yes to the look of it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Sorry, did we have a motion in a second?
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second it.
Okay. She wins.
Thanks. I wanted to just get my 10 cents worth.
There you go. Okay.
I'm just trying to catch up the last couple of meetings on this.
The final permit here is for Foot Log Park. So there was already a proposal for sewer line stabilization, but we had to redo it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was revised.
What is Foot Log Park?
So that is, if you go down Bladen all the way to the end, where it's the corner of Conestoga and Bladen, you can take that little path.
The one that has the little bridge?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's so pretty
down
there.
It used to be a foot log.
Yeah.
What's foot log mean? What's that?
Like
mean?
You could walk across it.
Was,
like
yeah,
a
it
wall.
Was a
if you
had across
the water, you would step on the log.
Oh, my goodness.
It used to be a straight bridge.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically what we need approved is the look of it. So this is what it'll, this is the area that's proposed. And I don't unfortunately have that on here, but Suzanne's coming on. So this red area here, if you want to pass it around, that's where it currently is. All of these orange circles are the trees and the shrubs.
Oh, that's where the sewer thing comes up, the sewer.
Exactly.
Whatever
so this is just the hole.
Yeah. And it's concrete,
isn't it?
Ugly as it is. Is it not concrete, the manhole thing? Or
I thought it was.
It's precast concrete with a manhole cover on the top.
I've not actually seen it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's ugly.
There you go.
Where's that?
Yeah, and it's like a sore thumb.
Okay.
That big
so what do you want to do to it?
So we basically need to approve the trees and shrubs that are like obligation to put in there.
Oh,
so right now the red is what's approved with the state, I believe. The orange area here is an extension.
Okay.
I think previously Brian had said that there were only a few trees and shrubs that needed to be planted here, but with this extension, we have to add more. So it's really just, these are the proposed areas where we would plant them. The orange ones here are the trees and the blue ones are the shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
He did mention that he wants to speak with the state to see if smaller shrubs would be okay, because we don't want to take away from the shoreline.
Yeah, I mean, you're right at the tidal. I've seen the tide up almost to that before. What is there any validity to considering stabilization grasses instead of bushes?
Well, it does say grasses, planted with native grasses.
The red area is going to be the sandbag type of thing. It's a mixture of sand and dirt in a bag. I forget exactly what they're called, but that is where the grass would be coming up from.
Mm-hmm.
So it would look natural.
It'd be nice to hide the concrete.
Yeah, I know.
Well, this is, to protect the lines underneath as well from the
slipping
away. Yeah. Oh, there's Suzanne.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to accept the permit as amended.
Anybody else?
I second it. Mary Clark seconds it.
Okay.
I didn't want to honk.
I'm just curious how, I know, I'm curious how tall the native grasses get, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
So make weed whackers.
Oh, yeah, I just saw it.
Well, I don't know. I think that cement cylinder is going to be tough to cover up. That's a good place to start. I think the plannings will help a lot. Thanks for keeping an eye on it.
Okay, so that was it for the permits.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian just put down historic walking tour map update.
Yeah, that was interesting.
But I don't have that.
Well,
because I don't have that pamphlet.
Like, paraphrase what I, or is there someone there who does have it?
Have that email that we discussed. I didn't have anything further, unfortunately.
Okay. No, it's
we do have walking tours over the years that we've had.
Right. Right. This is partly, as I read earlier, it had to do with identifying, one, the paperwork. And I'm glad you're there, Charles, because they're looking for the paperwork of the designated houses that
I have in my hand
that we crow about all the time.
It's right there.
It's quite a collection.
Yeah, but is it up in that top attic or the middle attic?
That was on the internet.
Probably in every attic. Yeah, so we just need to round those things up. Now that it's not 200 degrees in the attic, go over with headlamps and look through the files. Do you think they were put someplace safe? And just as a comment,
they were put pretty safe.
Charles has it.
I have it in my hand.
Charles has it in his hand.
He has it.
Well, why didn't you just say so, Charles?
Why don't you walk down here?
I offered.
By the way, you got it off the internet.
I could see at home, except I wasn't in it, but I couldn't. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear.
Okay.
I didn't know how to communicate with you guys.
It's all the buildings we know about.
Oh, okay.
You know, the ones we're used to.
Okay.
Nothing new there.
Nothing new there.
Nothing we missed.
Okay.
Right, so did you hear that, Mary Clark?
What are we not missing?
Well, we don't. What we have here, at least in a booklet form, is everything that was on the internet that.
Oh, right.
That he found. So,
well, this is the actual filing.
That's the actual file for it. Maybe you'll have to see it. Can you leave it for her to pick up tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it over there.
Is it one I've seen before, Charles? Do you know?
I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I don't think so. So,
I'll put it on Brian's desk.
No, give it to Mary.
Okay.
So it'll be there for you tomorrow. You could take a look at it.
Thanks. Yes. They also talked about doing an audio tour.
Excuse me.
And I understand, you know, the allure of that. On the other hand, there's a lot of other information and conversation that comes on the one-to-one with people. But they also wanted to identify any of the other historic houses that may not have been included in the initial hoo-ha.
None that we know of.
Well, that's the point. You know, we might know more now, right? So, but you're the point man on that.
Nice to hear. I won't do the audio because I don't commit any of my lies to recordings.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what's next?
That was it.
We need sidewalks. What we need.
Yeah, the walking's a little hazardous in town. But no, it's only stagecoach wide. We can't change that. It makes good copy. Our narrow streets are partly why we're colonial. So
the streets are 90 foot wide.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be as wide as a stagecoach. That's the marketing terminology.
I got a front yard that's 25 feet deep and I own 1 inch of it.
Okay. Anything else on the agenda? Is there something else perhaps that you had in mind, Mary?
No.
Any suggestions or things that you think we ought to be doing more of?
Not in particular. No, I talked to Brian today about what he would put on the agenda, what he felt was best. Because I know that we had talked about events, but he said to hold off on that until.
Well, we're putting the map together, making some real progress on that. And actually, I should be able to send it around to everybody maybe tomorrow or the next day. So,
yeah,
it's just updating what we have and fixing a few wonky parts. And it'll be what goes out today as a handout and from town hall, but also to new arrivals coming to town who've just purchased a home. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's interested. And we've actually been getting a lot of blind inquiries about touring historic districts. So but we still have this one fellow from Pennsylvania that's still working on putting a trip together to come in and have lunch and get a tour of the houses. And I think most of them are fine with not getting inside all of the houses. And I know that was in the document that Mary wanted to go through, but it's, and if they're not the houses, there's usually plenty to talk about actually getting into all of the inside of the house. So we'll have to play that by ear. And as things get ramped up and people get inspired, maybe more things will happen like this.
Yeah.
Well, I know that when we did a survey in the beginning of the year or earlier in the year, a lot of people responded that they wanted to do more historical things. So
yes,
it's definitely something that... we should do something for this year and definitely plan some stuff for next year because it's it's an important part of town. So,
right. Well, there are plans to do something similar to what we had done for the dinner at the Wellwood with, some entertainment involved. That worked out really well last time and was a big money maker, wasn't it, Linda?
Yes.
So there's that and more informal type things, pop-ups and children's events. And really one of the children's things important, I think, too, to help attract more attention from people across Route 7. And we could use more volunteers and more people interested in history. And I did talk to the principal of the elementary school at the meeting she attended about events, coordinating events with town and the elementary school. And she was really interested in all of that. And I think that school trips into the Tory house are very likely. And actually a walking tour of some of the others too, with their families, so it's a nice way of reaching out and getting to the people we'd like to get to know better and for them to know us better.
Yeah, Katie has definitely been a big help with getting more involvement, especially with people in Trinity Woods, Cool Springs area. That would definitely be good to work with her to get more people over here for those things. And mm-hmm. I agree. It would be good.
Okay, so who wants to be on the committee?
Oh, and also we do have a whole list of volunteers that I did get from the survey. So I think it's about 60 something.
Wow.
So we can reach out to them and
wonderful.
We haven't had that kind of interest in years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
I think you were one of
them. It's a new world these days.
We had it coming out the woodwork.
But yeah, we had a quarter of the town.
Down here.
But
right now I can't do much. I just lost my husband. I'm just kind of a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, sorry.
With stuff.
Well, I'll just say, my name's Marcy. I don't think I met you. Hi.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
I'm Mary Clark. It's kind of like Marcy.
I just want to say hi. I just recently moved here barely a month ago. I did break my ankle on your very, very narrow streets down there, just north of the Wellwood.
Oh.
Walking my dog. Wasn't watching what I was doing, stepped off the asphalt and did break it, but that's okay. That's just a footnote. It's getting better, don't worry. So honestly, it doesn't hurt, and that's a problem because I'm a very active person, so my tendency is to want to do too much. So I have a undergraduate degree in history and a strong interest in history, and I've been a very long time volunteer on the Maryland Dove, which is on your little thing down in Southern Maryland, for more than 15 years. In fact, I have to get my ankle x-rayed because there's a big festival in Chestertown, the Downringing Festival, at the end of the month that I want to go, and I want to go on the ship, and I have to get x-rayed before I'm cleared to go.
They're going to bring both ships now?
But they have all kinds of tall ships. It looks like a tremendous thing. You might want to consider going. It looks super fun.
We have two doves now. So.
Right. We have two doves for the time being before the one goes to the scrapyard. But so the reason I'm giving you all this background is that I have a pretty broad perspective on volunteerism and events, and I'll be right, and I'll be happy once I get my sea legs here, because I'm still in boxes, really. And I am way still in boxes because I wasn't able to walk until recently. But I would like to be helpful and be involved. But what I want to just say, having listened to what I just heard, is the first question that came into my mind was, who's the audience and what is the mission of any particular event? And the reason I say that is that I think you could get an overwhelming response to almost anything that you plan here, because it's beautiful, it's quaint, it's already got tremendous name recognition because of the Wellwood. And so I think that almost anything that you would conceive of, if you had sufficient amount of advertising, which on the internet is free through the Facebook, that you would potentially be overwhelmed by the number of people that would want to come here and make their day here in a festival or a tour. When you look at the attendance they get in Annapolis for these kind of things, or even smaller towns, my brother lives in Lovettsville, Virginia. They started an Oktoberfest with their Lions Club 15 or 20 years ago, and now it's like the biggest Oktoberfest on the East Coast. In fact, they were just overwhelmed 2 weeks ago. They had 15,000 people come into their little town, and it started out as a tiny event in a tiny town. So the only thing I'm trying to convey, for Halloween, we decorated the Dove for Halloween 1 year, and the people on the base with little children have nothing to do because it's so rural. And we had like 800 individuals, because part of our nonprofit mission is to stand there with a counter and count these people, because then we get credit on certain things for the nonprofit. So that's why I'm saying to you that I think there's so much to offer in this town, mm-hmm. that, you know, right out of the gate with a planning of whatever the event's going to be, that you should have that on your radar as an issue. Like, how big do we want this to be? How big could it be? What do we need to be prepared for? Where do we park these people? How do we manage it? You know,
you're talking, the people in the room with you have been through some huge festivals that used to be here, part of Colonial Charlestown. that were, and as a matter of fact, the dove was involved, wasn't she? At one point, sailed up the river. And it was just part of the bicentennial celebration for Philadelphia. And that, it's all sort of rolled
into that. It's 300 year of Maryland.
That's Charles. Charles knows everything.
I know, because I was here when they started Maryland.
And wait, there's more. Linda, you've got to tell them about how many hot dogs you sold and how many hot dog buns.
I sold 3,000 hot dogs in 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And the ice house that sits down there, I had it from floor to ceiling, and that was before anything was done to it, with hot dog rolls. And I had,
and that was at the bicentennial thing.
Wow. And I had my girlfriend and her husband and my husband and I and my mother at the time doing hot dogs, and we would have one pot going and then we'd start another one, and when that was done, and we just keep, and I said, by the end of Sunday, I said, I never want to see another hot dog in my whole entire life.
We had like over 5,000 people.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, it's so charming and beautiful here. It has so much to offer that I would see the problem as not as being potentially too good of a response, not enough of a response. You know what I mean?
We've handled any response we do.
Especially with the internet, because people will put it on their Facebook and they'll invite their friends and family. Oh, let's go out to the country. Let's get out of the, you know, whether they're coming out of Delaware or out of Philly or out of Baltimore.
We had that fair.
The request that we've gotten recently, it's 65 miles he wants to come with this bus full of people. So
I mean, it could go crazy really fast.
Now we're looking forward, Marcy, where you're as far as I'm concerned.
To our community, what you know, that's very helpful.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'll try to just sit back and observe, but I had to give my 2 cents because that's my impression walking in here is, oh, my goodness, if you're not careful, you would have, like, you'd be overwhelmed with people wanting to just see this place, because everybody that comes here that of my family and friends are like, oh, my goodness, I didn't even know this was here. This is beautiful. This is great. This, you know.
Right. So. We know. Don't let Marcy leave without her phone number.
Oh, we have it on the permit. We have her bill.
You
have
my
fence permit.
My fence right here.
We've got it. Right.
That's right. Okay. Good point.
Hey, and you can see me out the window as well.
Have you been down to the museum?
No, that's on the list when I can walk.
Yeah, because it's stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has been great.
Yes.
And on a rainy night.
Nothing else to do.
So we'll leave the packet for you on Mary's
Thank
desk.
You.
And you
I'll
can pick it
up
tomorrow. Okay.
Or sign off on whatever.
So shall we call it a night?
Yeah.
You need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Go ahead, Charles. Just so we remember you were here.